I think gimmick in trends in wine is a very dangerous thing. And I think that people should steer away from them. You know, I think the whole concept of PR in wine is a really dangerous concept just in general. Like, the great regions of the world are great for a reason, but there are also a lot of other regions outside of those regions you should explore. It doesn't mean that, you know, we should always be looking for something new. A lot of times we should be sticking with those classic regions and looking for great value in them. You look at the great dry wines of Portugal. They've been producing these wines for a very long time. They're not very trendy, so people don't buy them. But you look at other regions that are super trendy, and the price is just going super sky high, where now the price doesn't necessarily justify what's in the bottle. So I think, you know, it looks for us to be really open-minded, and we have to, even as sommeliers, as knowledgeable as we are, to be very open-minded about regions and different techniques and different winemaking styles, because it's always evolving. But, you know, again, the classic regions are always great to go to. You know, we shouldn't steer away from great wines like Côte d'Aronne and Chateauneuf du Pape and Northern Rhone Syrah and things like that, just because, or Bordeaux for that fact, just because we associate them with a different era. I mean, these wines should continue to be drank, and sure, it's great to dab when in new regions and new techniques, but I think the whole concept of trend, especially you look at biodynamic wines, people don't even understand it when they say it. Winemakers don't always understand it when they say it and what it really means. We have to be really careful of using these words and sort of attaching a level of quality with these movements.